So what about in terms of second line, Alan? This patient got FOLFIRI Bev first line and FOLFIRI EGFR antibody second line, left-sided RAS wild type. Obviously, the other possibility would be to switch, I
The full
guess, the
FOX.
FOLFOX Bev.
Right.
Usually it's the other way. Can you talk about how you approach that
Right.
decision?
So if we start with FOLFOXIRI or FOLFOXIRI Bev, then we typically drop the oxaliplatin after a few cycles, after maybe 2 months, and then go with FOLFIRI alone. I'm not a big fan of FOLFOX early on in patients because they have a long time to live. These patients will, on average, live 3 years, and to live with neuropathy is not pleasant. And so, in my experience, and now FOLFOXIRI, even for the total net exposure to oxaliplatin, you tend to see less neuropathy than you do with oxaliplatin alone. I'm not sure I can explain that. So, we use FOLFOX late for most patients.
So let me put it to you another way, second opinion. You
Yes.
see his patient. So his patient comes to you, 67-year-old man. He's gotten FOLFIRI Bev first line.
Right.
He's got a left-sided RAS tumor, and now he has disease progression. Now it's time for second line. What is most
I
likely what
would
you're
probably
going to?
flip to FOLFIRI cetuximab or FOLFIRI panitumumab at that point.
Interesting. Because we saw that in the survey, and the people who didn't use it first line, it looks like that's what they were doing second
Right.
line. Anything, I want to move on now and talk.
Well, but
Yeah.
that's, I think that's an important point. And the original data that led to the approval of cetuximab was with irinotecan, the BOND study with irinotecan and cetuximab following irinotecan failure.
Right.
And this is an unselected patient population. There
Right.
wasn't a KRAS or a RAS then, and it was a 20% response rate when you would expect 0% because you're rechallenging patients with irinotecan plus cetuximab. So preclinically, it turns out that cetuximab resensitizes colorectal cancer cells to respond again to irinotecan. So you get 10% from the cetuximab, that's, I mean, rough math, 10% from resensitizing to the irinotecan in unselected patient population. So I think, and this is where we agree, FOLFIRI is a regimen that you can give for quite a long time. FOLFOX is not a regimen you can give for quite a long time. And so I want to get as much mileage as I can from a chemotherapy regimen that's not going to leave scars, permanent scars, or cumulative toxicities to the patient. Well, with the support of the data, I know that I can switch the biologics and keep a good response for the patient. And then FOLFOX, and if we look at the cumulative of data over the last 2 decades, FOLFOX seems to be an active regimen. Whether you move from second or third line, you still see responses with FOLFOX. And so I like it as a third line in a patient like this rather than a second line.
FOLFOX alone.
FOLFOX plus, yeah, I mean, you could, some would add bevacizumab. I'm not sure bevacizumab adds much to FOLFOX. I don't know what you think, but I don't think it adds much to FOLFOX.
Certainly, if you look at it in first line today, it's almost nothing to FOLFOX.
Bev?
Bev, if you look at the Cassidy and Salt studies that looked at CAPOX with or without Bev, FOLFOX with or without Bev, Bev added very little to the net effect of the oxaliplatin
Just
combinations.
to the PFS,
Just to the
no overall
PFS.
Why are people using it? Because that's the most common
Yeah,
first-line
because,
therapy.
well, so back in the era when irinotecan and oxaliplatin were both being developed, you had one company that was very adept and one company that was very inept. And irinotecan never caught on. People never understood how to use it. There was also the case that it turns out that some patients with Gilbert's or with this minor metabolic abnormality called Gilbert syndrome, which is about 1 in 10 patients, people all around us, handle irinotecan poorly. They have trouble metabolizing it. So we didn't understand it, but we knew that some patients did very poorly with irinotecan. Now we seem to know why. So with both the trouble understanding how to use the drug, and then you had an adjuvant study, the MOSAIC trial comes out and shows FOLFOX to be effective as an adjuvant, that pushed FOLFOX up front. And so it was just happenstance. And then when Bev gets approved, remember Bev is approved with a fluoropyrimidine, not with FOLFOX, but the natural
The
evolution was to
fluoropyrimidine.
FOLFOX Bev.
Wow,
It was a
interesting. It's like
blanket. It was a blanket approval.
I feel like I'm doing Talmudic studies
Yes,
here. It's
right.
like, wow, we're like
Well,
in a, I'm trying to make this simple, but it's just not
we have
happening.
the, unfortunately, I have the perspective to remember how this evolved.